Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 30th of June. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they'll show you how to use it. How good that? Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out the river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in. And as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Now, some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 9th of July. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does that mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike your choice of fly. Now, don't worry about that because you still go fishing. Oh, yes, of course. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The new Taupo fishing season starts tomorrow, the 1st of July. There have been significant rule changes to the fishery. Some of these changes involve the number of fish you can take, the size of those fish, stream mouth fishing restrictions, and changes to maximum leader length and minimum fly line length. Remember, it is the angler's responsibility to know the rules and to have a valid license. Starts tomorrow. Now, in the fish and game regions, many spawning streams in the fish and game regions close at midnight tonight. Once again, if you're fishing in a fish and game region, you need to know the regulations and have a valid license, obviously. Okay. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing Radio Show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Now let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A weak ridge lies over northern New Zealand. A large complex low is approaching from the Tasman Sea, affecting the country from today onwards, followed by an unsettled southwesterly flow on Monday. Now the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Northerly rising to 30 knots, but 25 knots about the harbours, changing northwest 15 knots everywhere later. Heavy rain, possibly thundery, easing to the odd shower later. Manukau and Waitemata harbours for Sunday, northwest 15 knots, turning westerly later, occasional showers. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Showers turning to rain in the afternoon with some heavy and possibly thundery falls, northeasterlies strengthening. The Waikato on Sunday, rain turned into showers early morning, northerlies dying out. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday. Periods of rain becoming more frequent in the afternoon with some heavy falls from evening, northeasterlies gradually picking up. Sunday fishing in Rotorua, rain with possibly heavy falls at first, turning to showers by afternoon, northerlies dying out. Now, Met Service forecast for Taupo and Taumarunui. Saturday, isolated showers turning to rain in the afternoon with some heavy and possibly thundery falls from evening, northerlies. Sunday forecast Taupo, Taumarunui, rain with some heavy falls possible at first, turning to showers in the morning, northerlies dying out. Now, fishing in the South Island and the Canterbury Plains region, forecast for Saturday. Rain spreading south during the morning, northeasterlies strong about the coast, changing southwest in the afternoon. And the Canterbury Plains on Sunday, rain easing to a few showers by afternoon, light winds. Okay, thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Thank you. Now let's look at some river levels. The Puniu River is 23 kilometres south of Tawamutu, is currently at 9 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 12 cumecs and dropping. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1.2 metres and steady. It's flowing at 4 cumecs. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahake Gorge between Pāroa and Waihi, is at 12.2 metres and dropping. It's flowing at 12 cumecs, which is well down on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.27 of a metre. It's steady. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 76.9 metres and rising. It's flowing at 12 cumecs and rising. Too fast to fish. Remember, this river between Otrahonga and Taua Bridge stays open above Taua Bridge closes tonight at midnight. Whakapapa River is closed from midnight onwards. The Whanganui River at Puriaka is at 17 cubic metres per second and clearing. The Tongariro River at Turangi is at 27 cumecs, the same as last week. Now, as we heard in the forecast, there is rain coming tonight and Saturday. You can enjoy the fishing, but you need to be very careful when wading. These rivers will rise quickly. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. We do appreciate that. Thank you. Right, let's go. Let's have a little break while I get hold of our first fishing reporter. Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly what we want to talk to. Bert, as always, is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Yeah, Colin.
How you all?
Yeah. It was a bit cool this morning. We had 0 degrees, so it was a bit nippy this morning. But we're due for a bit of rain over the weekend, which could actually be quite beneficial.
Okay, you've got rain forecast tomorrow, Sunday through to Monday.
Yep.
Okay, does it need the rain to fill everything up, or...?
No, it doesn't. The Kerry Falls gates are being held a little more closed than usual at the moment due to the rain forecast. They're about 30 millimetres below the maximum, so any more rain would tip it over the top again, so they're going to be discharging a bit of water, I think, overnight. The gates are going to be open for a while, and then they'll close them back down so that the rafters and kayakers can actually use the river safely, so that'll happen. But the last little rain we had, which was absolutely fantastic, should have been really great, about 50 anglers out at Okatina, and don't think anybody got a fish.
Goodness me, what did you put that down to?
There's been lots of theories out there, I can tell you. Perhaps it was because there were no fish ready to come in. Hard to say. It's just one of those things, you know. It's why they call it fishing. And I read something today that there's no failure in fishing. You're either catching or you're learning.
Well, that's okay. I like that. That's very true, isn't it?
Very profound, that one. I can't claim for my own, unfortunately, but yeah.
I haven't heard that before, but it's spot on the button. Yeah, well done.
Yep.
Now, as you say, yeah, it's fishing, not catching. What was I going to say? It's the 30th of June.
It is.
Some of the spawning streams close. These new rules take over as of midnight.
Yeah, well, it happens every year on June 30. We get the Upper Nongataha, the Waitati, and the Utahina close. But the fish still go up there, so you've still got the lower reaches and the mouths still open, so there's still plenty of opportunities there. There has been some fantastic fishing up there in the last few days on the Upper Nongataha, with the rainbows, you know, 3 kilos and more being caught. And these are really good fish for the Nongataha and for Lake Rotorua itself as well. So, you know, it does bode well. And I think most of that can be put down to the terrible summer we had. So there's some benefits come out of that in that the trout didn't have to come into the shallows where there was any food that was there was quickly hoovered up by the masses of fish that are in there. And so they stayed out in the deeper water where there was more fish, more bait, more food, and they were able to actually put on weight because they weren't driven out of that water by the high water temperature and the change in pH.
Okay, so they can live in colder water for longer where there was more food.
It was cool, certainly cooler water. You know, like the lake didn't heat up as much as it normally does. And so they weren't driven out of the lake part. And that's all it really boils down to. But we've had some fantastic fish coming out of the lake, Lake Rotorua, and out of the Nongataha, Waitati, and Utahina streams. And the rain did bring a lot of fish in those areas, but certainly the areas like the Pipe and the Dump and Ruatau and Okataina, there weren't many fish. I think last weekend there was a fairly significant fishing competition being held down at the landing. They didn't do all that well, but 50 fish went through the trap that night. So, you know, it's just luck of the draw, really.
Now, are there still lots of anglers around, or is it starting to taper off?
No, there's still plenty around. There's still great fishing. The area above the control gates fished very, very well to spinning, abysmally to fly fishing. There were quite a number of fly fishers down there, but the three of us hammered the jetty pretty hard over a four-hour period. And Dan and his two kids came down with spinning gear in a rapala and smacked over about four fish in about eight casts. And the biggest was 3.5 kilos. So, you know, they weren't taking flies, but they sure were taking rapalas. And the rapala can be used down, because that area is now, it will be closed from midnight, and the area below the control gates is still open, and the Rapala down in there can be absolutely fantastically successful. Fly fishing after dark can be very successful there as well. You know, a big bulky fly, black marabou or rabbit, and something with a bit of sparkle in it's always good too, because you've got streetlights around the area, and that the sparkle on your flies will pick up off that light and give a more realistic look, and fish can see it from slightly further away as well. Because generally the river is cleaner and clearer, but if we have a southerly or a westerly blow, it does tend to colour up because the water's fired off down the Ohau Channel and then runs straight down to the Kaituna. So it can get murky, but most of the time it's not too bad.
Yeah, very good. Now, you've got rain, as we said, tomorrow, Sunday through to Monday. You've got a bit of northerly and northeasterly tomorrow. Where would Bert be fishing this weekend?
Well, I'd like to look at Rarotonga, because at this time of the year it can fish particularly well, and right through until September and October, and has been known to fish okay from the shore in November as well. So, and there's plenty of places you can fish. Lake level's not too bad, so you can wander along the lake edge and pick up fish in close. We've had some pretty warm sort of days. The ambient heat through the water will have aroused a few of the bugs, and they may. There's been, a few hatches. Still getting trout flies, which is a little unusual. It was 10 degrees at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So we're bound to have some sort of hatch, and quite often you can get a hatch during the day as well, particularly on the rivers.
Okay.
So it's worth looking. But yeah, the Rarotonga, I think it's the last weekend of duck shooting this weekend.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think this weekend is actually the last weekend. I thought it was last weekend, but I think it's this weekend.
Okay.
So yeah, still be hunters out and about trying to get in the last little bit of hunting. So just be aware that places like Rarotonga do have momois where people sit and call the ducks in and shoot them. So you can run into some problems with spooking the birds. They won't come in if you're too close to the mama or around the area.
Yes.
And you could also get peppered with pellets. So just be aware that there's a safety hazard.
Yeah, give the shooters a fair go. As you say, if you're finishing this weekend, let them have a bit of fun. And then, what was I going to say? I had a brilliant bloody thought. I can't bloody remember it now. Anyway, school holidays start today.
Oh, yes,
I believe.
They do.
So you'd be expecting people pouring in to...
Well, actually, yeah, they have been. That explains a lot. The traffic's been a lot worse the last couple of days, actually, and certainly tonight. And it was quite horrendous, and quite a few boats. Even though the three big lakes close at midnight, there are still Lake Rotorua and the outlying lakes. Rotomar, which is an absolutely beautifully pristine lake, it's still available to fish from a boat, and they fish at all depths there. Katina's close to fishing from a boat, but it's got some shoreline access. So the weather is too, but there's other attractions too, of course, on those lakes, the hot pools in various places, and just scenic drives, and I've even seen people out water skiing, which is this time of year is a bit difficult to comprehend, to be honest.
Well, I agree. Now, just remind me, Annie Fenua is open all year, isn't it?
Yeah, Annie Fenua is. Lake Rotorua, who is Lake Rotomar, is all the outlying lakes are still open, but some of the outlying streams do close as of midnight tonight. I know there's quite a few within easy reach of Rotorua that are actually in the Waikato. So,
you just got to be careful.
Well, you need to read the book.
Yeah.
You know, it's free, the North Island Regulation book, and you can go through it. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Yeah. You know, I've had a couple of people ask me about things, and you need to read through the whole of the regulation for the open area rather than just find the parts that you think are necessary, because there are some parts that are not together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you can end up with some challenges there. areas that are actually closed or areas that are partially closed and stuff like that. Yeah. It takes a bit to get the hang of them.
Right. And it's all online as well, Fish and Game website.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And you just click on Eastern Region.
Yep.
And
yep.
It gives you all the regular, what's open, closed, whether you can use a spinner or a fly only.
Yep.
Or,
yeah, that was one that was picked up on, spin fishing down at the landing, and of course after April 1, a lot of places that were open to spin fishing are no longer open to spin fishing. So, and you know, within a couple of hundred metres of a stream mouth usually means that you can't. So, you know, you've got to go through it with a fine-tooth comb, really.
Yeah.
I must admit that from when I first started fishing, the regulations are far more simple than they ever were before.
Yes, I agree. And it is the angler's responsibility
Absolutely.
To know the rules.
Yep.
And to have a valid licence here.
Yep,
and it's
very
easy
true.
To do.
And of course, the winter licence is in full swing, so you don't have to buy a full season one. You have to buy the winter one and get out there and enjoy the fruits of your labour, so to speak.
Wrap up warm. Yeah. Now, we've got a big rugby test tomorrow night, 7:30. Would be an ideal time to go fishing for you there, Bert.
You will be for some people, yeah. I think it's a good idea to go out. We have a fairly full moon, though. Not full, but fairly bright. If it's overcast, it should be great.
Yeah.
You will have the fishing spots pretty much to yourself, because the diehard anglers are generally diehard rugby fans too, and of course it is a test. It's a test.
Yes, it is. Second test.
It's a test and it's not. It could be a bit embarrassing. Test tomorrow night, so that's going to draw a lot of people to it. To me, it's a foregone conclusion. We'll win or we'll lose. It won't matter. I'd rather be fishing.
Oh, well, there you go. Mr. Bert Robinson, thank you for the information. We do appreciate it. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm on 0272896079. Just give us a call or a text, and I'll, with questions or anything you want to know, and I'll see how we go from there. I'm down in Tauranga, Tauranga Anglers Club, next month.
Oh, okay.
On their meeting, so I'll be going to talk to a group down there about the opportunities over the late winter.
Okay, are you talking there on, is that a Friday night or?
No, Rotorua's Friday night, theirs is a Monday, I think.
Okay, well, yeah, so you're available next Friday night, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm available most Friday nights, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishing, give him a ring or a text, 027-289-6079. He'd love to hear from you, and that's a great offer, and we do appreciate it, Bert. Enjoy the weekend, keep warm.
I'll do that.
Thanks
very
Bert.
Much.
See ya.
Bye. See you next week. Bye.
Thank you. Mr. Bert Robinson. And he means that, and I know people do it. You can ring him up and ask him which way is the wind blowing, where's the best fishing, all that sort of stuff. He's very happy to help out. 027-289-6079. Thank you, Bert. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff.
Wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awfully nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous that you should care for me. It's wonderful. Marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. My dear, it's for marvelous
listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langland is based in the South Island, and he has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. He's been doing it for decades. And Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a regular basis. And as always, Martin is live on here with us now. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going today?
Very good, thank you, down there. Okay, quick roundup of the weather since we last spoke last Friday.
Yeah, roundup of the weather, not bad, actually. Some really quite nice days this week, and, you know, the odd sort of grey day. We, you know, got a little bit of rain. It looks a little bit stormy out there today. I think it's going to be a bit tumultuous tomorrow.
Yes.
And maybe in the high country would be a little bit, you know, suspect. But, yeah, generally pretty good, Colin.
Okay, you got rain forecast for Saturday,
yes.
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, subtly change, I think, comes through tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sunday looks like the better day for the weekend, but hey, any day out fishing. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Don't you reckon? Any day out fishing's got to be good.
What's the old saying? A day's fishing is better than... The worst day's fishing is better than the best day working.
That's it.
Yeah, so it's all good, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Okay, what's the fishing been like?
The fishing's been... Yeah, look, not too bad. Again, I'd have to say the lakes have probably been fishing best of all, the Canterbury lakes.
Okay.
Yeah, especially the stream mouth fishing, which I've talked about before, the loomy lures in the evening and in the dark. So, you know, mainly lakes, stream mouths, a little bit of sight fishing around the lakes. The big braided rivers are still nice and low and stable, so the Rangitata, the Rakaia, the Waimakariri, the Hiranui, and the Waia have all been fishable, which is quite amazing, because usually by now they have, you know, you get freshes and floods and snow melt, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all quite low and stable. Yeah, a lot of the browns have been, you know, been out and about looking at a few spawners this week, and, you know, they're just going nuts, really. I've just seen so many spawners this season. It's great to see. I've been fishing a little bit on the Rakaia and the Waimakariri, and you're pretty slow. I had a really nice session out there the other day, a three-hour session, where I connected with two fish, which was, you know, certainly enough, and I think I've mentioned this before, it was enough to make me real happy, you know?
That's right, yes.
We don't have lush numbers like the Tongariro or things like that, but it's all just the experience of getting out and about, and certainly some nice fish. The condition on the fish is amazing.
Okay, that's excellent. We've just been talking to Bert Robinson out of Rotorua.
Yes.
And he said they've been catching some beautiful, fat, conditioned, good conditioned fish.
Yes.
His theory is that with the bummer summer,
yep.
The water temperatures didn't really heat up. The
yes.
fish were able to stay in the lake longer.
Yes.
Because they weren't rushing up a cold stream. The lake was full of food, and now these fish are moving up, and by gosh, he said they're in brilliant size and condition.
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty indicative across New Zealand. I mean, particularly in that area, from what, you know, I'm not an expert, but yeah, same here. I mean, you know, I've been fishing those braided rivers that I'm talking about, and usually they're quite alluvial and the river moves a lot, but no, since March, those rivers down here have been really stable, and, you know, great algal growth and the like, so... Definitely, yeah, not as hard on the fish and a lot more food there for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, this looks like a little bit of a trend. This is not new. Last season, again, we had amazingly well-conditioned fish, and I would suspect we'll have the same this year. It's just a very interesting thing, isn't it? Just that maybe that, you know, climate change, you know, be it man-made or not, that's not the issue here, but things are definitely changing. I mean, I've even noticed there's more insects around. Like, sometimes I'll tie in the evening and I'll have a light on in my shed and blow me down, these beetles and the like are hitting my windows. So, you know, there's definitely changes happening, but certainly seem to be a lot more trout food available.
Very good. So it all looks good for the future.
As far as I see.
Okay, excellent. I agree. Now, I look at you on Martin
yes.
Langland's Facebook page.
Yes.
And you've got a story up there which intrigues me. I don't know a lot about it. A youth fly fishing academy, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's an Australian outfit run by a guy called Josh. And yeah, he's a younger angler, and he's a guide in New South Wales. He also employs some guides here in the South Island of New Zealand and throughout New Zealand. He's an avid fisher. And he's created this youth academy, and what he's done is a really good thing. So he's got this prize which encompasses a guided trip to South Island, some gear, all types of different gear. It's a really good package, and it's aimed towards youth, and youth could apply for it to win it. There's actually two prizes, I believe, or maybe more, but something like that. And, okay. You know, it's for people, younger anglers, I suspect under 20 or 18, under in that zone. Yeah. And, you know, it's been whittled down to four, I think two Australians and two New Zealanders. And one of them is somebody I know just through Facebook, a guy called Lucas from Dunedin, who's a avid 17-year-old. And, you know, I'm just, you know, yeah, look, you know, so, and you vote for them. So, you know, if Lucas can get a large number of likes, he may get one of those prizes.
Okay. So, obviously, there's a sponsors involved.
There'd be sponsors involved for sure. A lot of different sponsors, like I know Loop, probably Patagonia. Yeah, lots of various sponsors involved. But I just really like the idea that of young people, and something like that is, I just think, really good.
Okay, I understand. Yeah,
yeah, it just gives these guys something to, something really quite educational for them, a bit of a boost for them, and, you know, probably a chance just to, you know, get together amidst themselves, and it's great to see the younger anglers. That's what I say. I mean, this is the interesting thing. I'm 57 years old. When I always fly fish, Dad started me at 7, but during the 70s when I was at school, Colin, I was the only kid at high school that fly fished.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't know anybody until early 80s.
Okay.
So, you know, but now there's a lush, I don't know about you guys in the North Island, but just a really, I know in Canterbury and Otago, it's really excellent to see, you know, this wave of sort of 15 to 25-year-olds, and they're really talented.
Okay, well, we don't see that. I'm not aware of those the youngsters like that getting involved in fly fishing.
Sure,
here.
No, it's yeah,
we just
yeah,
don't
no,
see
it's,
it.
There are definitely a few there, so, yeah, okay. You don't see it, do you, really?
No. And they're the future of fly fishing.
Well, they are the future. And, I mean, the thing is, it's really inspiring about these people, and I guess Facebook has alerted me to it, and, you know, I always like to support them in ways I can as well, you know, and just great to see, because, yeah, they are the future, and, you know, and yeah, we need a new sort of generation coming on. I think this is the big issue that's facing other countries. I know, for example, Japan, you know, fly fishing culture there has been quite big, but the younger people are not uptaking it.
Yeah,
and for that, it's a fading thing, even though it's still there because of this huge population.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think it's important for New Zealand to keep it alive. I think it's a very New Zealand thing. And, look, I'm really positive about it. I think there's just a good number of these guys and girls, and it's growing.
Yeah, well, if you're a fishing game, you'd want to be pushing younger anglers, wouldn't you?
If I worked for fishing game, and, you know, I wouldn't dismiss the idea. You know, I wouldn't mind having a go at working for them at some stage. Especially in that sort of field, that would be my first thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To introduce a mentorship program and definitely work for younger people, pairing them up with experienced people like yourself and other people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think there's a lot that needs to be done there.
I agree, because this is your licensed sales, this is your retail sales.
And these are the people that are going to look after the environment. I mean, you know, this is a great thing, you know, isn't it, really? I mean, that's... You know, I just know myself and my brother Pete, we're avid environmentalists.
Yes.
I know my brother Peter went to a Braided River conference yesterday. You know, we're interested in the birds, we're interested in these rivers, and it's just, yeah, younger people, it's always... And you're out and about and you see things when you're fishing. That's a really good thing. So, you see when things are going wrong and you see when things are going right, and, you know, you see diggers in rivers that shouldn't be there. And so, you know, just participation, I think, is key, as we all know.
You're more aware of your environment and surrounds. Yeah,
well, I think so. And I think even more so in the future, really.
Yeah, well said, Martin. Now, your contact details and your Facebook stuff.
You can find me at www.troutlands.com, or you can put Martin Langlands into Facebook and, find me that way. If you have any questions, you know, I do a lot of flies at this time of year, and through doing that, I deal with all manner of people, experts through to beginners, and a lot of people. I'm always happy to answer any questions by email or whatever.
All right, so let's have a look at his website, troutlands.com, or Martin Langlands on Facebook. He's got excellent photographs.
Thank you very much. I don't have a, I don't know at all, but I can help demystify if you're feeling a bit mystified about this whole fly fishing lark.
Yeah, well, you're the one with the experience down there. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you very much, Colin. Have a great weekend.
Catch you later.
See you.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. Mr. Martin Langlands, seriously, have a look at his website, troutlands.com. There's all sorts of flies and video. Everything's on there. And on Facebook, Martin Langlands. Thank you, Martin. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff.
Don't
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, we've had an awful lot of trouble trying to get hold of Craig Caudle to cover the Waikato region and Stella Gordon to cover the Taupo Tūrangi region. They're just not there. We can't get hold of them. They might be out fishing. Who knows? Okay, so what are we going to do? That's all right. I'm going to read a little story about how does the moon impact fishing. Okay. Seasoned fishermen often hold the full moon in disgust and love the new moon. Is it all myth and superstition, or is there a good reason for the feeling? Truth is that there's a little bit of both, but the good reasons trump the superstitious ones. And we'll concentrate here on the real reasons and only mention one of the superstitions. That one is that the gravitational pull of the full moon affects what fish will bite and when they will bite. We mention that here because there's some truth behind the superstition. It isn't the gravitational pull on the fish that is the key, however. Rather, it is the effect on the water. With small bodies of water, including ponds, small lakes, rivers and stream, the effect is negligible. However, with the ocean, the moon gives rise to the tides, and that does affect fishing, how and when fish bite. In most cases, though, and particularly in the case of freshwater fishing, the phases of the moon have a far simpler impact on fishing. The more light there is at night, such as by the light of the full moon, the more insects that will likely be flying around the surface of the water. Part of this is a natural reaction to the reflection of the light on the water. And part of it is that many insects cannot see well enough to fly in darkness. A full moon affords them enough light to see, and the result is often that those insects will be about sometimes in surprising profusion. When there are many insects flying around the surface of water, the fish tend to eat as many as they can capture. The light also means fish can more easily see their prey. They will quite often eat every insect they get to. So, the result is that by the morning the fish are often well fed and less likely to strike at your choice of fly during the day. Conversely, during a new moon, there are fewer insects flying around and the fish don't feed heavily at night. That means they're going to be hungrier and more likely to strike at your choice of fly during the day. Also, they are more likely to eat those flies or attempt to strike those flies as soon as it is light enough to see their prey. Fishermen have long used this knowledge to get in some dawn fishing, often the most productive of the entire day. It may be common sense, but it is the type of common sense that successful fishermen use to fill their creels. New moon, fishermen's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. That's where it comes from. Okay. Just coming up towards the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. The first cast to a given spot gives you the best opportunity of a hookup. Take your time. Okay, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing, we'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.